Welcome to the Terrible Take mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Joe Clark. Ding dong, the witch is gone. Maybe that's too harsh, but Kenny Pickett is no longer a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers to share to the Philadelphia Eagles. I can't say I'm too upset about the move. In college, I lived with a Pitt fan, so I was subjected to watching a lot of bad football, a lot of just bad throws and bad plays out of Pickett. Then, of course, he excelled his final season with Jordan Addison, becomes a draft darling. The Steelers take the hometown kid at number 20 overall. Then of the draft, me and another friend who was also a Steelers friend were literally screaming at the TV for them not to draft Pickett. Then it happened. After the initial spare, you know, you get over it. He's your new franchise quarterback. So eventually you have to kind of jump on the Pickett bandwagon and remove the anti-Pitt bias I developed thanks to having watched them play so many times. In the end of Pickett's rookie year, you know, I was a believer. And I thought he was due for an improvement in his second season. Yeah, about that. Got a lot worse in 2023. Struggled with his accuracy. He still spun into pressure and made rookie mistakes. It was clear he just wasn't that good. And then he had some of his comments in the media, and he's on the bench, he's hurt, and he claimed for nothing. Quickly, he's like, no. There's like an air of superiority out of him. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But even so, I fully expected Pitt to be back as Pittsburgh starter in 24. But then the Russell Wilson move obviously changed things, and Pickett apparently then requested a trade because he felt misled by the organization. Well, the organization probably felt misled by him, thinking they're getting a franchise quarterback at 20 overall, and then getting a player who threw a whopping 13 touchdown passes in 25 games. Now, Pickett will sit behind Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. Even then, he's not even guaranteed to be the number two because they have Tanner McKee, who they drafted last year. Although Pickett probably will be the two, but, I mean, you never know. But, hey, sit behind Hurts now. That's instead of waiting out a year with Russell as the starter. That's a great move because he felt so butthurt by the organization. Now it's time for Mr. Unlimited to come shine in Pittsburgh while Kenny Pickett has to look up the meaning of greener pastures. Don't think Philadelphia is much greener than Pittsburgh right now with their quarterback situation. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kazori and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Go Steelers.